Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. This is our special election edition. We talk to the candidates about the issues important to you and your business. We would like to thank the following sponsor, Pure Focus Media. Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. And now here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Hello and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We are continuing our coverage of the 2023 election. Today we have with us Bob Morris, who is running for district attorney here in DeSoto County. Bob, thank you for joining us. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you first for having me here. I appreciate the opportunity. I am Bob Morris. I'm the district attorney here. I'm currently serving and finished up the term that John Champion had last year when he passed away untimely from a result of brain cancer. I am married to Sabrina Morris, and we attend the Hernando Methodist Church, and we have three children. I was born and raised in Senatobia and then moved up here last year after being appointed by the governor. My children are Mary Emily, who's about to start law school in the fall, Eliza, who's at University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, and my son Reed, who is starting 10th grade in Hernando in about 2 weeks.
All right. So a long background in Mississippi and in the area around here. What do you see as the most pressing issues for the district attorney office right now?
The most pressing issues that we faced when I took over for Mr. Champion were two things. Number one, the office had not had any new hired prosecutors since 2005. A lot of people don't know, but you can't just go out as the DA and hire people. The state has to fund those slots. So the county had grown by almost 60,000 people, but we still had 2005 numbers. So the first objective was we had to get more people in the office. And fortunately, through the help of our local legislators, we were able to get three new prosecutors assigned and a new investigator. The second problem was to make sure that we were raising the awareness in the county of the work that the office does in prosecuting violent crimes. For two reasons. One, the people need to know what the DA does and be satisfied. And number two, it's a deterrent. And we want to send a message to other locations and other people and criminal elements in this county to make sure that they're aware that we have excellent law enforcement and we're going to have vigorous prosecution, and they are facing potentially very serious penalties in the county, and therefore we hope that would deter future conduct.
Sure. What do you see, and I think kind of segueing off of that, what do you see as the primary role for the district attorney and the office itself?
Well, that's an excellent question, and it's one which, interestingly enough, a lot of people don't know what we do. So let me answer that in two ways. First, the district attorney is the chief prosecutor in DeSoto County. We don't handle misdemeanors, we handle only felonies. And what that means is any case or crime that carries more than a year in prison is a felony. The way it happens is, let's say South Haven Police Department, which is an excellent unit, by the way, South Haven investigates a case. They will call me and ask for advice, and sometimes we'll go to the scene. We're very involved in the investigative phase. Once they're through, though, they present that to the grand jury, which are 23 citizens of DeSoto County. They will review that, and if a majority of them vote, they will indict the case, meaning they have found that a crime was committed. Our office then takes over, and we begin moving it towards the trial process, either trying it to a verdict and seeking a conviction, or in the alternative, working out some form of plea arrangement that's satisfactory.
Okay. So as that process runs, how long does that typically take in most scenarios?
Most scenarios move pretty quickly. Our judges, we have two very, very good judges, and they maintain a pretty strict docket. The problem lay in this. We only had five prosecutors. And last year, we indicted 1,456 individual cases. And each of those cases has to have a preliminary hearing and a plea day. And in many of those cases, defense attorneys get involved, and they're never in a hurry, and they ask for things like mental evaluations. So it can be drawn out. We try to move them as quickly as we can. We typically resolve around 200 to 260 cases a month. Now, on some of the more violent crimes or the more serious crimes, it can take longer because if they're facing a death penalty or a life sentence as a capital murderer, they are entitled to, under the Constitution, to have mental evaluations, things like that. So that can slow the process down.
Sure.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors. Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat.
As someone who was appointed in the last term, why did you decide to run in this term?
I have been prosecuting in DeSoto County for John Champion since 2014. And I loved what he did. He was an aggressive trial attorney. He did a good job. My concern was the next 4 years are critical. South Haven and DeSoto County are, well, DeSoto County as a whole is one of the fastest growing counties in the state. And it does that because of good jobs, good police, and good schools. The prosecutor's office is a critical role in that police part. Mm-hmm. And I believe we have to have aggressive prosecution to make sure that this county continues to grow the way we want it to, which is good growth, good jobs, good schools. If you have someone either in law enforcement or in the district attorney's office who has not had the experience or doesn't know what to do or isn't available to give that advice, then the whole structure suffers. And so I was concerned at the time when that opening came up, I was concerned about making sure we had continuity and we had continued experience in the office.
Sure. What are the qualifications that you have that make you the best person for the office?
Well, number one, age and experience. I've been prosecuting criminals since almost 25 years now. I began with municipal prosecution, which is like your misdemeanor prosecution, things of that nature. And while I was doing that, I also had a large amount of trial experience. And what we mean by trial experience, actual cases where you go and try it to a jury to obtain a verdict. By the time I began working as a DA here, I'd probably almost tried 100 cases to verdict, which in this day and age is very, very rare. I'm not afraid to fight, and I'm not afraid to lose, because if you're going to be a litigator and you're going to go after criminals, you have to be 100% committed to the victim. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you try the case to protect the victim and make sure their rights are protected. And in some cases, it's a child's word against a predator's word, mm-hmm. and those are difficult cases. But I believe that that combination of 26 years of prosecutorial experience and having worked in the private sector for about 19 years and having run two other offices put me in the exact right place to make sure that we protect this county.
So kind of as we start to head towards wrapping up, what are the issues that you see going on in DeSoto County that you feel need to be addressed by the district attorney's office?
The things that we need to address are, number one, we need to make sure that the victims of violent crime are being protected and cared for. In today's society, it seems kind of backwards because the criminals seem to have more protections than the victims. And I want to be an advocate for the victims in this county. All of them, not just violent crimes, but down to the smallest crimes. Because if it's a crime that's committed against you, it's important.
Right.
The second thing is we have to reach out into our community. We have cycles of violence and gang and drug abuse. We have got to not just focus on the prosecution, but we have got to reach out into the schools and into the communities and try to break the cycle of drug addiction, because drug addiction is one of the things that is driving these property crimes. It's driving people to gangs. And last, we've got to go after the property crimes. That's part of one of the things I'm most proud of is in getting these three additional prosecutors, it will allow us to lower the average number of cases each person works on, and it will allow us also to start focusing on some of these property crimes that sometimes get pushed back on the docket because of the volume. Mm-hmm. By example, last Monday we took a gentleman to trial who was a habitual offender from Memphis. I'm not going to say his name because he's got a right to an appeal, but he had two prior felonies and never served a day in jail in Memphis. He went to a local daycare. He walked into the daycare parking area and stole a woman's car while she was taking her child in. And so that's a very big deal to that woman. And so we found that man and we took him to trial, and now he was convicted last Monday. He's looking at a 12-year sentence, day for day, no early release. Now, that's important for two reasons. One, he's going to jail, not back to Memphis. Mm-hmm. Number two, we're going to raise the awareness and let other people who are coming down here to break into cars know that if we catch you, we're not messing around anymore, and we want to deter future conduct.
Absolutely.
So drugs, gangs, and crime. I mean, we've got to really push those three aspects.
Sure. As we close up, any last things that you'd like to express to the voters or things that we haven't discussed yet that you'd like to bring up?
Absolutely. People don't know much about the district attorney, and so I really urge the voters, educate themselves. Learn about who is running, because this county sits at a crossroads. The next 4 years, the leadership of the district attorney's office and the leadership in this county can assist this county in continuing to grow the right way. Or if we do not have experienced prosecutors like myself in office, then we can go the way of Clarksdale or Hinds County or the situation in Memphis. The gentleman that took over in Memphis had never prosecuted before, and you can see what's going on there. Mm-hmm. So experience counts, and I would say, actually, last night I was endorsed by Mayor Musselwhite, and I'm very proud of that endorsement because he and I have had a long talk, and he knows that my experience is what's going to help us lead this county into the future.
Well, we very much appreciate you coming on, and we thank you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We hope you'll subscribe to the podcast and stay in touch with not only the politics, but the business work that is being done by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. Thank you again.
We would like to thank the following sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Thank you for joining us. Like what you see and hear? Please tell others and subscribe.